From Great Mats, this is Great Thoughts. What is the best thickness for rubber flooring? Rubber flooring is the most popular surface for home and commercial gyms. This is due to the number of reasons, including durability, affordability, and the insulative properties that rubber brings to a gym. Rubber tends to dampen sounds and feels much more warmer to stand on than harder surfaces. Once you've determined that you would like to use rubber for your flooring and you know if you want rolled or tiled rubber, it's time to determine the thickness you need for your facility. As a general rule, we make these recommendations. 1/4 inch rubber. This product is great for areas where heavy equipment such as treadmills or elliptical machines will be used. It will also do a great job for protecting both the machinery and your floor from being scratched. It is also durable enough to withstand dropped weights if they are very light. You will also find 1/4 inch rubber in high traffic areas such as aisleways. 8mm or 3/8 inch rubber. There was a time not long ago when 3/8 inch rubber was the standard thickness used in most home and commercial facilities. However, the standard is starting to shift towards 8mm. This is due to the fact that 8mm is less expensive as well as slightly lighter than 3/8 inch material. Because it is a little lighter, the shipping costs for 8mm are less than 3/8 inch rubber. This becomes more noticeable as you begin to buy larger quantities. From a performance standpoint, the difference between 8mm and 3/8 inch rubber is negligible. Either 8mm or 3/8 inch rubber is great for weight rooms where weights between 50 and 75 pounds will be used on a regular basis. 1/2 inch rubber flooring is adequate for facilities where weights over 100 pounds will be used but not deliberately dropped on a regular basis. 3/4 to 1 inch flooring is generally reserved for areas where powerlifting will be done. These thicknesses are usually more than most people need unless there is a great deal of dropping weights of more than 100 pounds on a regular basis, such as in a deadlift or clean and jerk areas. If you have additional questions about the thickness of rubber you will need in your weightlifting area, please call our customer service representatives. For more on this topic, please review our rubber flooring page.